Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we're off and running here for another Friday in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. I hope you are doing your part to keep Brevard beautiful. And this is 91.5 FM WMIE. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we pray that you have an awesome, awesome day. We're going to spend the next half hour today. We're talking about the will of God. How did we get here to talking about the will of God? Well, it's very simple. We started going through the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. And now we're into Matthew chapter 6, and there we encountered the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so we are now on, I mean, if you were going on an outline, you got the book of, you got the Bible, then you've got the New Testament underneath that, you got the book of Matthew underneath that, you got the Sermon of the Mount. Underneath that, you got the Lord's Prayer underneath that. Now you got the will of God under that. So I don't know how deep down into the outline format you want to go, but that's where we are. We're going to be talking about the will of God, and we've been specifically talking about praying and its correlation with the will of God. We want to know what God's will is for that. So we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be in Romans, the 8th chapter. If you wanted to turn there, I want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. That will get you Greg. Greg is the one who comes out and does the analysis and puts the crew together and gets all the materials together and all that sort of stuff. And they've got decades and decades of experience in a very challenging field. I have a person that I know that works in an industry that involves being exposed to an excessive amount of heat. And one of the things that he's told me is that he has a very difficult time getting people who can handle the heat. They like the financial aspect of it, but the heat becomes more than what they can handle. And even though it's not the same industry as what we're talking about with concrete pouring and refinishing and block work, all of the things that Jits Concrete specializes in, but they also have told me that they run into that problem. It's hard work, it's hot work, and it is difficult to find people who are willing to do the work. It is even more challenging than that to find people with the expertise, the skill, the endurance to be able to go ahead and do the job and get it done right. And so if you are looking for something done right the first time, you want to give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. A person that I was talking to recently, don't remember exactly who it was, but it was in the construction industry. They were saying that around the holidays that things start slowing down a little bit. And with that being said, this would be the perfect time. In fact, I now that I think about it, I think it might have been Mr. Anderson that I was talking to, that it gets a little slower around the holidays. And so if you are looking for something and it can be on a little bit more of an expedited time basis, you might give them a call. They might be able to squeeze you in sooner than you can expect, and you could have something new in place, or at least in process, by the holidays. I know a lot of people don't like to mess up their houses during the holidays, but, you know, if for me, If I could save some money by doing it then, I'm probably going to do it. I'm just telling you. It does have a benefit to the workers as well, in that it is considerably cooler this time of year than it is in the summertime. And can we just rejoice a little bit in some cooler temperatures? I think that is absolutely wonderful, absolutely glorious. And my parents were telling me that they saw snow earlier than they can ever remember seeing snow where they live, and temperatures colder than they can ever remember in the month of November. And so, I'm thankful for some cooler weather. If Jits Concrete can be a blessing to you, give them a call, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. One of the things that I try and do whenever I give you those numbers is I try and repeat them, because a lot of times people may not hear them clearly the first time. I may not say them as distinctly. They might not have a pen that's ready. The pen might not work the first time. And then you've got to rewind and go back and over and over and over again. And so if you are leaving a message for someone, make sure, for maybe you're calling Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. When you leave your phone number, I know it's not as quite as important in the day and age of caller ID, but it still helps, especially if you want them to call you back at a different number. Repeat the phone number, go slow, and make sure that you mention the numbers distinctly. And you might find that you get more return phone calls that way too. So there are some messages that I've received through the years that I've never was able to decipher the person's name or the phone number. Had other people listen, they couldn't get it either. And so with that being said, we're going to move on into Romans, the 8th chapter today. Do want to remind you, this coming Sunday is our Thanksgiving potluck dinner at the church. We do that Sunday afternoon, immediately after service. And it is quite a spread. It is probably our second best meal as a church all year long. And we're going to try and accommodate the lines a little bit differently this time. We've developed a new strategy, 26 years of being at the church, and we're still adjusting and doing things in a different manner just to try and make things move a little bit smoother and make it better for everybody. So that's coming up Sunday morning. There is no Sunday night service and no Wednesday night service next week as well, because of all of the holiday preparations that are going on. Now, Romans chapter 8. Verse number 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So, the first thing that we want to talk about today is that the Holy Spirit, besides being the comforter, besides being the one who guides us into all truth, besides being the one who gives us the words to say at exactly the right time that we need to receive them, he is also the paraclete who comes alongside to help us in our weaknesses. We as human beings like to focus on our strength. The Holy Spirit comes, and with his strength, he helps us in our weaknesses. You and I, we need to surround ourselves with people who are not just like us. If we surround ourselves with people just like us, we're all going to have the same weakness. God wants to help us in that weakness. He sends God the Holy Spirit to help us. And I don't just believe that that is to make up for our inadequacies, but I believe that that is to fortify us in those areas to where they are no longer vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy, that there are no longer deficits in our actions, that we are able to operate with the strength of Almighty God. And so whenever I start looking at the benefits that God the Holy Spirit provides to the body of Christ, I'm sometimes a little puzzled as to why we in the modern church try to restrict the Holy Spirit's activity in our lives. I don't think that's wisdom. I don't know about you, but when I have been lifting something that my strength, my natural muscular ability was beginning to give warning signs that I was overmatched in this particular endeavor, I start crying out for help for somebody to come and make up for the weakness that I have in my life. It doesn't mean I'm just going to walk away. It just means, hey, I need some help. I believe that we as the church, we need to honestly assess the situation and say, you know what? We are not nearly as effective at reaching this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ as what the Father would want us to be. We have weaknesses, whether it is strategic weaknesses, whether it's spiritual weaknesses, whether it's mental weaknesses, whether it's labor shortages, whether it's financial shortages, whatever it might be, we need to be honest about the situation and say, God, we have a problem. You're not the problem. We have weaknesses, and we're asking, would you send the Holy Spirit to fortify those weaknesses, equip us, and make those weaknesses strong? And, Paul said that he asked God to take away this thorn in his flesh, and he said, my grace is made perfect in weakness. His grace is enough. His grace is enough. And God wants to come, and he wants to be there. He wants to fortify us. And so the Holy Spirit helps us on our weaknesses. And when Paul is writing to the Romans, he says, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. And I've got this message. I actually came across it in preparation for the radio program. I've shared it, and I've shared it with our Sunday night group. I'm going to be sharing it again with our Sunday morning congregation here in 2019. But I believe that one of the things that we could honestly say as the modern day church, not just Merit Assembly, but the modern day church as a whole, is that our prayer life is not as effective as what it could be. I don't know about you, but when I look at the wickedness that goes on in society, I don't see a lot of Elijahs that are stepping up under the authority of God and saying, you know what? The atmosphere is going to reflect the barrenness of the land. It's not going to rain here until I say so. Now, Ahab was not the strategic mastermind that he should have been, because from that time forward, when the rain stopped coming, he started sending out people looking for Elijah because he wanted Elijah dead. Well, here's the thing I know. Dead people don't speak. And so he would, if he had been successful, the land would have been sentenced to a permanent, if you will, famine in the land. One prophet of God versus 850 prophets of false gods was no match. God was bigger. God was able. Things that they could not accomplish, God was able to accomplish. So as we're here today and we're getting ready to go into this Thanksgiving season, I don't want to get bummed out by saying, you know what, God, our prayers as a church are not nearly as effective as they should be. Today, I want to take that truth and shift the focus and say, God, our prayers as a church are not necessarily as effective as they should be, but I want to thank you that you are sending the Holy Spirit to make a weakness a strength by the grace of Almighty God. Okay? There's not too many people I know that would say, you know what? Well, this is just the way that it's always been. It's just not going to get any better. I was on the phone with a friend of mine earlier this week. It was celebrating Veterans Day. And his wife posted a picture of his brother. And I knew his brother. I knew both of his brothers. But this one particular brother, I remember him just being really, really thin from when we were growing up. But the same could be said of me. I was just really, really thin. Well, his brother passed away at a very early age. But he had gone into the military, and so they posted this picture of him in his military uniform for Veterans Day. And when I saw the picture of him, I looked at him and it's like, well, that doesn't look like the person that I knew at all. Because in spite of the fact for the years and the years and the years that I knew him, and he was very thin, this guy was very muscular and very fit, and it was like something changed in that person's life. He was literally transformed from a person of weakness to a person of strength. And I know this, that if that could take place in the natural, it can take place even more so in the supernatural. I know a lot of times we don't like to admit that we have shortcomings and weaknesses, but and especially when it comes to prayer. But I think that we can look around at the results, and if nothing else, if I can't get you to admit that there's a weakness in our prayer life, maybe I can just get you to the point, say, well, I'm not going to admit it's a weakness. Maybe I could use an enhancement. Maybe I could use an upgrade in this situation. And the Holy Spirit wants to help us in that endeavor. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so when we are looking at praying in accordance with the will of God, the Holy Spirit comes in and he compensates for our inadequacies. What my mouth is incapable of saying, the Holy Spirit comes along and utters in, before the throne room of heaven. And we know this, God's never going to contradict God. Jesus never contradicted the Father. The Father never contradicted Jesus. The Holy Spirit works in cooperation. It's the God the Father, God the Son, God the Son, and they are all working on our behalf. The Holy Spirit is here, and he says, you know what? You need divine help in this situation. And so what I'm going to come and do is I'm going to make up for what you are incapable of expressing. Have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't find the right words to say? In all of my years, we're now into our sixth year of broadcasting here on WMIE. The scariest thing that happens, because I'm in a room all by myself, and the thing that gets to be unnerving more than anything else is when I've got something that I am trying to think of exactly how to say, and I can't find the words to express it the way that I'm supposed to. And that leads to stumbling. It leads to a lot of us. It leads to a lot of other verbal habits that probably I don't need in my life, but they're there anyway. And I don't have anybody here that can help trigger the expression that's in my heart, but I need it to come out of this microphone, and nobody likes to listen to a radio program that has dead airspace on it. Well, the Holy Spirit is there to help us when we pray. He prays in a manner that we are incapable of uttering ourselves. That's an amazing thing. I want you to see that whenever you come before the throne of grace, the will of God is that the Holy Spirit is involved in that process, that we pray spiritual prayers. I believe that we have needs that we need to petition God for, but I believe also that there are a lot of times that we need to come before the throne of grace and we need to say, God, can we just have a conversation? Can we just talk, you and I? Too many times our prayers are monologues, and they are the wrong type of monologues. That monologues are us telling God things that God already knows. If there's going to be a monologue, I would like for it to be God dispensing information to me that I need to hear, but I'm completely and totally unaware of. But God is looking for us to have a conversation with Him. And so the Holy Spirit makes intercession. He stands in the gap for us and utters words that we cannot express with our mouth. Verse number 27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So during this divine assistance in our prayer life, the Holy Spirit is not just expressing the things that we are failing to communicate, but he is also praying in the perfect will of God. He says, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. I want to focus on just a phrase there just a moment, because it's intercession according, or making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. A saint is not just someone who has been decreed so by the Catholic Church. A saint is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I've got good news for you, and that is you were blessed with the Holy Spirit going to work on your behalf. Now, the reality was he was in hot pursuit of you. He was trying to convict us of our sins so that we would accept Jesus. He was pointing people to Jesus all along the way, but his work did not stop the day that we became believers. He has been on an act of intercession in accordance with the will of God on your behalf and on my behalf ever since. And he does so in accordance with the will of God. Now, I can tell you from personal experience that God answers prayers. There was a time in my life where I was driving 81 miles each way to work. So it took me about an hour and a half to get to work each way, 6 days a week. And my day off was Sunday. That's what my life was like. And my wife was living out in a small rural town in East Texas. I was living there too, but I was working in Dallas. So I had a long commute. I put in lots of hours, and then I would drive home, and I was missing the many important things that were taking place in my family's life because I was spending so much time on the road. And what I didn't realize was that my wife was praying, God, would you change this situation? And unbeknownst to me, God was working on that. There were some difficult moments. The answers to her prayers, which the Holy Spirit was working on, involved uprooting our family in Texas and moving it to Florida. It involved a financial reduction in salary. It meant going from two cars to one car and the insurance rates going up. There were a lot of uncomfortable things, but as I look back now, I can see that God was working. The Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. When he is praying for you and I, he does so in the will of God, and it is going to be better than anything you and I could have provided for ourselves. He searches the hearts and knows what the mind of the Spirit is. I don't know about you, but when it comes to praying with at Merit Assembly of God, I will tell you this. We are Pentecostal. We are unashamedly Pentecostal. And not everybody is really comfortable with that. We're not swinging from chandeliers. We're not handling snakes or any of that stuff. But what we do recognize is that God said, my people need God, the Holy Spirit, involved in their situation on a regular basis, on a daily basis. And we're not looking to isolate the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We are looking to say, God, thank you so much for loving us enough that you have dispatched the Holy Spirit, who knows what our hearts need. He knows what the will of God is, what the mind of God is, and he is working in heaven and on earth to bring that will of God to pass. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You know, if you look back in the Old Testament, you are going to find that God's will is for people who are willing to intercede, who are willing to stand in the gap. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit does that. But maybe there's a situation that you know of that you are facing in your life, and the Holy Spirit is saying, you know what? The will of God is for you to stand in the gap in this situation. Grandmas, don't quit praying. Grandfathers, don't quit praying. Moms and dads, don't quit praying. Stand in the gap for your loved ones, your neighbors, and your coworkers. God's going to answer those prayers. See you next
Thank
week
you
right
for
here
tuning
on Refresh.
In today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.